This is JP Fairfield, and you know what time it is. It's time for feedback. All of our feedback is based on show 240, where we interview Olivia Cole, who is the author of Panther in the Hive and The Rooster's Garden. Our first feedback from Twitter is from user at Watermelandria. Listening to Nagas Noir and Ranting Owl, that is the Twitter handle for Olivia Cole, is my BFF because we both love and reread Little's Brood, which is a Octavia Butler book. Awesome choice. The ladies at Nagasm really love her work, so awesome. And next, from at In This Corner, great job on the interview, Curvy Black Geek. Still giggling at y'all, got tired of Batman and Superman. Yeah, we tired. Can we just leave it alone for a good minute, like a good couple years, maybe 10, 15. Can I be like 80 before we talk about another reboot of Batman, Superman? Just, yeah. Then, last but not least, Olivia Cole herself at Ranting Owl. Listen to this interview. I had so much fun talking to at Curvy Black Geek. Shout out to Mel. That was an awesome interview. And Nergasm Noir is the best. Oh, thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing what else you're going to come up with, Olivia. And look forward to the third book in the series. Just yay! If you have any feedback for the show, make sure you go to nergasnoir.net. You'll find all our information or how to contact us by email, on social networks. We are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, Tumblr, we are on G+. Tell us, you know, anything. If you have questions or comments about some of the topics that we have, just give it to us. Feedback. Yes. I'm going to be quiet now. Enjoy the rest of the show. JP Fairfield, and with me I have Maria.
Hi.
And today we're just going to talk about Game of Thrones, that, you know, season finale, because, I mean, come on, it was
epic.
Right, we really need to talk about it. Okay, first of all, I kind of like this season a lot. I really like this season because I feel like this season is the season of women saying, fuck it. I'm doing shit my way.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. There's even a quote by people like to spread around a lot, by the author, where he says something like, the women are the strong ones.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and I could get that because, like, they... Honestly, everything that most of the dudes have been doing has just been making shit worse. Like, they haven't really been... They haven't really been solving anything, and they pretty much just killing each other off. And the women are kind of like pretty much like on the sidelines trying to survive. And eventually they got to a point. They was like, bump this surviving. I need to take over because y'all obviously don't know what the hell y'all doing.
Picking up the pieces and everything. I mean, even like back to episode 9 where, you know, John, you know, and his crew want to go up against Bolton and everything. Ramsay. And Sansa was like, you know, you don't have a lot of people. Maybe we shouldn't do this right now.
Right.
And he was like, well, do you have a better plan? She was like, no, but yours sucks. Like, yours is so bad.
Right. I just know that this plan is bad. Like, but like when she came in with the Knights of the Veil, I was like, yep. She finally convinced Littlefinger. Oh, Littlefinger is such a freaking creep. Oh, always. My God, he's such a creep. I was like, dude, you got turned down by two women in the same generation. Well,
he wants to be different. Stark so bad.
Right. It's like he was obsessed with the mother for so long and was so salty that she married Ned instead. And I knew, like, I knew that thing that he had with, was it Caitlin? Yes, Caitlin. Was going to end up transferring over to Sansa because Sansa looks like her the most.
Yeah, and then he went and even married her Aunt Lysa.
Mm-hmm. You know, just to, well, he was using her, but still, it was still a way for him to.
Right. Well, because see, she had been in love with him.
Yes. And he wasn't feeling that because
he wanted cat.
He was always chasing after Caitlin, even when she was married and they had scenes between them. And she just looking at him like, dude, I'm married. I hope you know this. Right. All this flirting. So, but you should have married me. She's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Right. I'm good where I am.
You know, and even when, let's see, even when Sansa told Jon, you know, I know how Ramsay works. I know what he's going to try to do. Don't give in to his manipulations. And what's the very first thing Jon does?
Give in to his manipulation.
Like, there wouldn't have been a mountain of bodies. The giant would still be alive if you had just waited.
I mean, because Sansa said that he is not going to let their little brother go alive. He wasn't. That was never in the plan because he is an heir to the north. So there was no way he was going to let that little boy survive.
Yeah, especially if he thinks he's going to be able to get rid of the entire generation right now. You know.
Yes. She knew that. She's like, we need to just go ahead. He's like, what about our brother? She's like, our brother is going to be killed either way. He's not going to let him go alive. Once he have him, that's it. She's like, I know how he works. He's not going to let that boy out alive. So she had already knew that that little boy was a dead boy walking.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. And she was right.
And they killed his wolf.
Right. And they killed the poor wolf. The wolf ain't did nothing. Was trying to protect his friend. And y'all killed the wolf. So. But I'm just loving this arc that Sansa is going through because she honestly has grown the most since the first season. And honestly, it's because she had to. She had to survive. She had to change. And she saw what happens when you don't change and figure some shit out. She already had most of her family killed because they wanted to try to stay honorable. And she's like, this is not an honorable world.
Every time, like, even with her older brother, like, Caitlin told him, don't do this. Don't go to Frey.
Wait, hold on, Maria. Oh. Hey, can you fix your sound? Yes. It's a lot of static.
Sounds like somebody's in the laundry room.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
thing. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a lot of background noise. I don't know what that is.
Are you in the laundry room or something? Hey.
Yeah.
Much better.
Wait, hold on. Let me check something. Yeah, they're still... it's still static. Yeah.
Olivia. Hmm. Well, that was 25 days ago.
Yeah, recording now. No, I didn't stop recording.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, can you... Maybe you need to put yourself on mute.
Is it me? I mean, because she sounds all right to me. Oh, wait. Yep, there you go.
Right. Okay. All right. Maria, can you... I don't know if you remember what you were saying.
No, I don't. But that's okay. I don't know the point. So, even, like, the whole episode, like, the last episode, anyway, just starting with the music that they use was so different from the usual music in Game of Thrones. You know, it's usually... kind of a full orchestra, you know, but this one was just very stripped down piano music, you know, with everybody in the sept for Cersei's trial, you know, which it was very beautiful. I loved it a lot. And then, you know, they're trying Loras, and then they just carve that symbol. I'm like, can we get a sharper knife? Because this is just...
Yeah, that was painful to watch. It was, yeah. I was like, I can't watch this. And, oh my God. So please know these are all spoilers. If you're listening, it's going to be spoilers all day, every day. What happens to poor Margaery? I'm like, she was so close. So close.
So close. I was so mad because Margaery was set up to win so good. Like, she was going to have the scepter in one hand and the crown in the other. And she was so mad.
Yeah. You
know, and she's the one who figures out something is wrong. Something is not right. We need to leave. And he would not let them out. Like, what? Are you serious?
I'm like, she is right. Like, why would she lie? Why would she sit there and just, like...
And what would be the point of even staying in there? If Cersei and her son aren't there, then you can't try them anyway. So why don't we just...
Why don't we just leave? Well, we'll get them. I was like, okay, have your dudes that went to get them come back yet?
Right.
That's what Margaery's like, well, how come they're not back with them yet? Don't you think this is a little bit suspicious? Like, if she knows she's gonna get in trouble for not coming and her son is not here and the people you set out to get them have not returned for a while, shit is about to go down. And she was right. Unfortunately, she ended up dying with the stupid people who kept her in there.
Oh, yeah. And the dude who got hit with a bell in the street.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
And then Tommen just... It was just complete silence, and then Tommen just swan dived out the window, like...
Yeah. Even though I felt bad that I was like, that was the only decision that he made for himself in this entire series.
Well, I feel like people have been so hard on Tommen, but Tommen... Well, he wasn't raised to be king. He was the spare. Like, you know, yeah, nobody was really worrying about him. He was the youngest anyway, right? Yeah. And, you know, so, and he's a kid. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Like,
you know, and I think he really was in love with Margaery, too, so.
Mm-hmm. And I think he was a people pleaser, so he's a kid trying to please everybody, and you can't do that and be king.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, poor thing. I mean, honestly, that was the only decision that he was able to make for himself. And I don't know. And it's a shame that that was the only thing that he even had control of. Yeah. And I just kind of felt bad. And, you know, at that point, I think, you know, Cersei, she kind of knew that all three of her kids was going to die. And she was like, whatever, this last one going to die anyway. The other two died. So, why? Look, let me be queen. Let me take over. And, you know, my son survives this. He survived. He don't. Oh, well, I got the kingdom. That was straight cold, Cersei.
And the way people kind of, like, respond to Tommen, like, I understand. Like, you know, he was just making all these bad decisions, you know. But he couldn't help it, again, because he's a kid. And it's the same way people used to talk about Sansa in the first couple of seasons. Like, she's so mean to her sister, and she's making all these horrible decisions or whatever. I was like, yeah, but Sansa was raised to be a princess.
Yep.
Like, she was very much, you know.
Yeah, she was
raised on songs and stories and finery and all that. She was raised to be a pretty princess, and so that's what she was doing.
Right, she was.
So I've been Team Sansa since like day one.
Yeah, I mean, she was raised to be married off to, you know, for the reasons of combining ruling families, and she knew that. Right. So, and you know, and she was gonna be married off to the prince who was gonna be king. So she was like, "Boom, I'm the greatest right now." So,
you know. I'm 12 and I'm about to be king, queen of everything? Are you kidding me?
I'm the greatest. Right.
Right. You know, until so everything she did within that context makes a lot of sense. But people were like so mad at her and she's so stupid and she's so mean. I'm just like.
Right. And think about Anya. She was the youngest. She wasn't going to be, you know, everything was concentrated on marrying off Sansa. So Anya was kind of like a little bit off the hook.
Yeah, they let Arya get away with a lot more stuff and let her do a lot more things and be whoever she wanted to be, you know.
Right. I keep calling her Anya. I don't know why I keep doing that. I want her name to be that. And all what's happened with Arya, okay, so she was kind of making me mad a little bit with this the no face god thing. I was like, girl, let's leave because this don't seem like it's a good place to be right now.
Right. They just keep beating you for no reason.
I was like, oh, I knew, man. I was like, that girl that kept beating her, I was like, oh, you are going to get it eventually because she gonna be like, bump this. So,
ran her down like a T-100.
I was like, this girl coming from everywhere, jumping off bridges and stuff. I'm like, and first of all, just no-name girl who kept trying to murk Arya. You're not a very good killer because you was too busy playing around with her, trying to make her suffer when you should just out straight up killed her. Like,
she didn't follow that dude's instructions at all.
Not at all. He said, don't make her suffer, make it quick. And what she do? Play around with her because she didn't like her. You know, she didn't understand why old dude was paying so much attention to her. And now she up there with no face.
You know, I think she understood why he was paying so much attention to her, but she didn't like it. Right. Arya kept getting these chances and stuff. And she felt like Arya was getting special treatment because of who Arya is and that Arya wasn't really trying to be down with them. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's what she was really upset about. But, like, damn.
Right. He told you, make it quick. Don't let her suffer. But, nope, you had to make it suffer and make it slow. And now you got murked by her. Like, he told you exactly what to do.
Your face is on the wall.
Right.
Exactly.
And, actually, that...
But I feel...
No, I was going to say that might have been a test for her to see, you know, if she was going to let her anger towards Arya take over. You know, if she's supposed to be due to no names God will, and the dude is telling you to make it quick and fast and don't let her suffer, and you do the opposite, then honestly, she got what she got.
Yep. And so what else? Oh, well... Also glad that, what's her name? Melisandre almost got killed.
Oh, the Red Priestess, or? she
for letting them burn Shireen at the stake.
Okay, talking about people who make horrible decisions, she is the top of that list, because she's like, you know, I can be wrong. I can only interpret. You interpret everything wrong as hell. Wrong as hell. So wrong. So that's why I'm like.
And at first I was like, why is he even letting her leave? Mm, like, and I was like, well, she did bring him back.
Right. So he will give her a chance. And it's not like she's trying to, you know, kill him now. So, and I guess dude who was pissed at her, what is his name? Davos. Thank you. And Davos was like, you lucky John cool as hell, because I would have murked your butt right here, right now. Yeah. If I see you again.
He loved that girl.
If I see you again.
She taught him to read.
I know. He treated that girl like his own daughter, because her parents, I'm sorry, but they were some sucky ass parents.
They were so self-absorbed.
They were sucky ass parents. That little girl deserves so much better. Like, honestly, like, for each other, they was like the brightest light for each other. And the fact that I'm surprised Davos didn't try to kill her right then and there. I'm really surprised. He had a lot of restraint, which I would give him respect for that.
He'd been waiting for the moment.
I give him a lot of restraint.
See, also, he wanted to make sure that nobody else got caught up, you know, in the stuff that she was preaching. He didn't want John to get caught up in her stuff. So that's probably why he didn't kill her immediately.
Yeah, which I completely understand, because he saw what happened to the other, was it Stannis? Yeah.
What happened to
Stannis? Yeah, I completely understand that.
Well, I thought Stannis was the prince who was promised, you know. Oh, no, John is the prince who was promised. Girl,
really?
Who is it?
What is the truth? Do you know how to interpret? Because that fire, is the fire blurry? Is it blurry? Can you not see? Do you need some glasses? Can we get a second opinion on this? You know? But I think, like, you were right, he didn't kill her right away because he wanted to warn John and have John see for who she is. So in case he wasn't around, she popped back up. Like, nah, bitch, nah. And plus, he's pretty much a good person, even though he doesn't want to admit it. But he's like, if I see you again, trust and believe, I will kill you. You got one chance. Right. One chance in a life. So, but where I lived for a long time, I could die. Okay, good. So when I see you again, you can die.
Right. Like, take off that necklace.
Right.
We all know the truth.
So.
But then also, I really liked Jamie coming home and, like, seeing, you know, what was going on with Cersei and everything. Because Jamie's entire storyline, like, his whole thing with being the Kingslayer is that he killed the Mad King because the Mad King was going to blow up the city with the wildfire. And he comes home to find the city on fire with the wildfire, and Cersei is on the throne.
Oh my God, the look on his face. Oh my God. He was like, what did I just walk in? So many people was pulling out those GIFs. Of, you know, community, when he come in with the pizza and it's fire everywhere. He's like, what's going on?
Yep.
This is the woman you love. This is your sister. This is your blood. Are you sure?
We came in together. Right. And we go out together.
Like, are you, you might have to be a queen slayer because look, you got another mad, right. You got another mad person on the throne.
Are you going to be a queen?
Right. Are you going to kill the one you love if she get, you know, start getting more out of pocket? Because, man, she just, that whole city block is gone. Just gone.
Mm-hmm.
He just.
Started hearing Darth Vader's voice.
Yes. To the throne. You see her outfits? I was like, queen, go ahead. I don't even like Cersei, but I was like, I'm going to have to give you this one. Because this, you was like. I'm about to do some down shit, and hey, let me, you know, wardrobe change. Hold on, Let me show my bass assness right now. Y'all thought I was playing. I ain't playing.
Mm-hmm. Not queen consort, Legit. Queen regent. And the thing is, Cersei could have been a good ruler had her family not been morally bankrupt and invested
right,
in, her,
if,
in that way.
You know, I think, and she was super bitter about Robert not still being in love with Lyanna. Yeah.
Lyanna. Yeah, I mean, I don't blame her. He's in love with a dead woman. How can you
compete?
I mean,
honestly,
with
he,
the perfect
he
memory,
was
know?
Super obsessed with her when, like, when they do, when they talk about his relationship and his love for her, he was obsessed with her. I'm not sure that even if she was alive, you know, how would that relationship have went?
Yeah, I mean, who knows, right? Like, would he have taken her back after the whole Tower of Joy
thing? I doubt
it.
I think if she was alive, and considering how obsessive he was with her, he probably would have killed them both out of rage. Mm. I mean, because look what happened when they was going to try to save her from the tower, what he did out of rage. Like, he, like, you know how honorable Ned is, and this shit that Robert was doing was not honorable at all. Like, stabbing dude in the back?
Robert,
like,
not that one.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let's see.
And then also the whole reveal with, you know, Jon Snow being that baby and everything.
Finally! Like, y'all freaking...
This whole episode, I wanted to, like, scream.
Right, because, so they keep bringing back to, like, the dragon has three heads. And I'm like, okay, what if it's... Okay, it's Jon. And, okay, there's some people that think is... why can I not remember his goddamn name? Tyrion. And then is the Queen of Dragons herself. Those are the three heads. I feel like those are the three heads that they're talking about. Yeah. I don't think the hero that they need is one person. I think it's three people together.
Right. No, I agree. And then I also was thinking, so, you know, Peter has his eye on...
Right.
Sansa, of course. He wants to so he can secure the North for himself. Which I don't think is going to happen as long as Jon is alive.
Okay, just side note.
So, with Sansa...
Actually, continue on, I'll do the side note afterwards.
So, what I'm thinking is, what Sansa would need to do is to renew her marriage to Tyrion. Which would be, like, the best political alliance, I think, for them. And then, Brienne... could be
yes,
Kingsguard.
Yes,
I'm sure she will be.
Because I was gonna do a side note about how Sansa was telling Jon, like, you know, you'll rule, and he's like, I'm a bastard, and Sansa just looking at him like, bitch, come on, you're still a man. You're still honorable like Ned, and you know they like you, and you're honestly you're good at leading an army. Like, all those things, everybody's going to go behind you. And that's exactly what happened. Then he's looking surprised. And then, of course, Littlefinger has this look across to Sansa. Sansa's like, oh, my God, stop looking at me. Yes, I already knew that they was going to try to get Jon to be King of the North. I already know. So, you know, stop looking at me like I'm going to backstab my own brother. So.
Yeah, right. That hard pass. They were out of the
hard
God
pass.
She was like, oh no.
Right. Now she understand.
And then, of course, Tiny Lady Mormont basically shaming,
like,
everybody.
She got read by the 11-year-old. Read. The fact that she had more courage than all y'all together.
Right, and a better memory? Like, I think some of these things happened before she was alive.
She was like, yeah, you, didn't your parents claim loyalty? And didn't you claim loyalty with your parents? So, what happened? Why we had a Bolton? What's this? Right. What's going on? What's all this? Because you wrong, and you know the hell that you wrong.
Oh. And then, so, like, skipping over to where Danny, with the whole thing that was going on over there. And when y'all finally got there, and, like, they all were talking about how hard they were falling for.
I started shipping them hard.
And their whole flirtation. Yes. Because
Danny was, like, especially when they kept going back and forth, you know, talk about, like, well, how do you know that you'll be a good ruler with your father? And, you know, they just kept getting witty, you know, retorts back to each other. And that smile that Danny had was like, oh, yes. Hey now.
Yes.
So, yes. So there's no marriage proposal for you. And Yara said, look, I'm down for anything. And then Danny had that smile. It's like, oh, you piqued her interest. You piqued her interest for real.
And I do also like how she was like, okay, well, we can do this, but you guys have to stop pillaging and raping and everything.
Right. Yeah. Well, like, Yara.
That's what we do.
Right. Yara was like, well, that's what we do. I'm calling. Right. I'm calling Yara the pirate queen because honestly, absolutely. Straight up pirate queen. Like, I love her character. She is just, she gives no fucks, honestly.
Except for the part where she goes to a brothel and then brings her brother along.
Well, I guess that was her way of trying to make him. I guess she was trying to make him feel better without, you know, she realizing.
How?
I guess she's like, look, there's other ways to get off. Like, but still, she didn't think this through at all.
No.
She's like, I'm going to try to make you feel better by surrounding you about the things that you can't do.
Right. It's like, Yara, you brought the vegan to a barbecue. Why did you do this to him?
Like, come on, brother. You know, have some drink. Get some ladies. He's like, you realize.
Like, you saw it.
Right. He's like, I've been traumatized for months on end. Then I got parts of me cut off. The things that I enjoy, drink and sex, was used against me to torture me. The last thing I want to do is try to have sex with and drink. Like, those are the last things I want to do right now. Right? Can we just sit here and enjoy the sunset? Can we do anything but the two things that Ramsey used to torment me that I used to enjoy? Because what, he drugged his drink or did so many things that he couldn't even trust anything. Like, oh my God.
Right? And that whole plot where he thought he had escaped?
Yes! Oh my God. Oh, I
only
felt
to be recaptured. Oh man. That was
Ramsey. Oh my God. Okay. Right. Like, honestly, like, I thought after the little King Brett, I did not want anyone to be, well, I don't even want to say his name. So the King Brett. I did not think I wanted anyone to die as badly as, I guess we have to say his name. I can't call him King Brett for the rest of his life. Joffrey. But Ramsay just, oh my God, he just upped the factor of people that I just wanted to see dead. Oh, I can't even look at the actor anymore because I'm just like, dude, you just ruined.
For me to look at him again, I'll need to go back and watch Misfits.
But even
and,
then,
like, watch his
even
whole thing with Alicia and like, because I saw it first, so I can go back and reconnect that before I see him in anything
but
else.
But see, here's the thing: it's gonna be hard trying to get through season one because he was kind of creepy.
But he wasn't. He wasn't. You know.
I know, but I can't. I can't help that. You know. Like, I might, you know, get flashbacks and then, you know, it's Ramsay all over the end because I'm just like, dude, like, I probably had to skip season one and just go straight to when he goes back in time.
Goes back?
Yeah. I don't have to skip some seasons. I need him to, like, when he's sitting there, like, giving her a head for days. That's.
Yeah. I was thinking of that same scene.
I had to go back to that scene in order to wipe away Ramsay. Just like I probably had to see like Doctor Who, like because honestly, when I saw Jessica Jones, I was like, dude, you just ruined number 10 for me forever.
And he's wearing like a similar suit and everything, and I'm just like,
no. I was like, why did you have to play the Purple Man so good that I just can't watch you in anything else right now?
Like, well, we're done.
Yeah, we're done forever. I got, like, God damn it, Tennant. Damn it, Tennant, stop being a good actor for, like, once. Like, that was the time when you should have been a sucky actor, because that would just, like, because it was too real, because I'm like, I know like, dudes I need like you to
that. Suck at your job for me, please, just, for,
just a second, just a second. But, yeah, so we talked also, about...
Well, the slaver's coming back and, like, trying to reclaim Marine and everything.
Yes!
And then she get the dragons get there, and they, like, burn up everything. And then, you know, they have this meeting between Danny and the slavers. And the slavers really think that they're somehow going to get Marine back? And I was like, how did you think this was going to go down? Like, I don't understand.
How?
You know, so that obviously isn't going to happen. And so I love how Tyrion was like, so the three of you need to decide which one. Like, basically, who was the one who set this up and everything. And they start talking about each other, and they focus on that one guy, you know, oh, he's the one who's lowborn, da-da-da, it was his idea, blah-blah, and Grey Worm just kills them both.
I knew that was going to happen. Yep. I was like, the minute, I was like, the minute those two turn on that one dude who wasn't, quote-unquote, like them, I was like, they're going to kill those two, because they was quick to turn on that dude, quick as hell.
And you need someone left alive to tell what happened.
Yep, that's like... You get to live to tell the tale. But please know, then, we will
and
come.
And then how about when she broke up with dude?
Mm-hmm.
Like, baby, I can't take you to the Seven Kingdoms, baby. I can't.
Like, I gotta marry somebody for, you know, I gotta do this political, like, marriage shit. I can't bring my lover and stuff. You won't have to stay home. You won't have to stay home and take care of my shit. Just saying.
But, and I mean, it's not that bad of a letdown. I'm like, listen, I can't bring you with me. I just need you to rule everything. Like,
right. It's not that bad.
Okay.
It's like, but right. But I want to follow you. Should I just keep it tight here? Just keep it tight here, boo. Right. Just keep it tight. Like, keep those abs six pack, baby, and I'll be back. I'll be back with my husband, but I'll be back.
Right. I gotta get married first, and then, you know, we'll see.
I mean, unless he, you know, try to convince her to marry Yara, because I, you know, I don't, since she's down for anything, I'm just sorry. I won't keep talking about Yara, because I was just ever since her character was introduced, I was like, yes, she's the badass in the story.
Yeah, her and Osha. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to the next season.
Right. And, like, they took forever to get back to, God damn it. What's that kingdom? She killed her brother.
Oh, the Sand Snakes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, first they show her, like, offing her brother. And then they took, then we didn't see anything from them until, like, you know, the...
Yeah, I think they were in, like, the first episode and the last episode.
Yeah, but I do love that Olenna, she was, like, she was so unimpressed with the Sand Snake. She was just... She's like, are you going to talk and say some stupid shit, too? Okay, shut up. The grown women are talking. Please be quiet.
Yes. And to have them all aligned with Varys, I was like, yes! That was, like... you know, she just, like, rings this bell and Varys comes out. I was like, so he was just, like, waiting around the corner? Like,
Yeah. Because all, they all have in common is they hate Cersei. So, this will be interesting.
The thing is, it's like, the Queen of Thorns, their little area, I can't remember what's it called right now. But they, like, have most of the food production. For the kingdoms. So if they shut it down.
Shut it down.
gonna be some chaos.
It is. I hope they do that too. Like, yeah, bitch, okay. How are you gonna rule with no food? Rule with no food. Mm-hmm. What are you gonna say? Let them eat cake. Let's see you make some cake without some grains, bitch.
Oh, and then Uncle Benjen dropped off. Oh gosh, what's her name? Green.
Does it start with an M? But no, it starts with an M.
No, I don't know. But dropped off her, and then the boy who tells the future now.
Right.
Bran.
Yeah.
So he dropped them off of the wall. He said he can't go through the wall because of the magic there. So I'm wondering how the White Walkers are going to deal with the wall.
Yeah, it's going to be some shit.
Because we've seen it to where you can be killed, brought through the wall, and then rise again. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what happened with when John had to set that dude on fire.
You're right.
So how will the people who are already walkers, how are they going to get through the wall? Somebody said they'll get over the wall. I was like, but that's kind of the same thing. I don't think it's going to be that simple.
Right. So somehow the spell is going to have to be weakened somehow. Right. They're probably going to find some kind of weakness in the wall, and that's where they're going to come through.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And how are Brandon and the girl going to get through the wall? Like, they don't have anything to travel with. I guess she just has to carry him.
Yeah, she got to carry him. Unless he can warp into, like, a bear or something and ride the bear.
That's a good idea.
So, yeah, let's see if they could do that. Because I don't know if she's going to need... Like, it's already cold and it's a hard terrain, so her carrying him at the same time, that's going to be real hard on her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then we have, what's his name? Gosh, trying to become a maester.
God damn it, I know who you're talking about.
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
So he finally made it to the Citadel, where you can become a maester.
Yeah. Can I just say...
He was super grumpy about women and children.
Yeah, he was. He's like, women and children, they can't go in. Dude, it's a library. Come on now. It's a library. Shut the fuck up. But
I know people are wondering, like, if he's going to find something in there that has anything to do with John's heritage.
Maybe. Or find out something more about the walkers. Maybe he'll find something about how they can get through
or how they can beat them.
Right. So, but I am super glad that in the episodes before he stood up to his, because his father was a freaking jerk.
Oh my gosh, horrible.
But
It seems like they will all be glad when he's no longer there.
I'm like, when your wife is like, I'm so done with you. Right. Your whole family's like, I'm so done with you. You are such a horrible person. Why are you even breathing? Then you need to rethink your life.
Yeah. And how you treat people.
Right. But.
Is there anything else you'd like to discuss?
I'm trying to think of what else happened, but I think that was it. We pretty much went over how women are pretty much saying, fuck it. And I cannot wait till the next season.
Yeah. Although I hear they don't have any women writers.
Of course not. Because... So you don't have any women writers. And you pretty much have a season full of women, queens, and warriors that are coming up the ranks in the story.
Yep.
You know what? I don't got time for this. I don't got the headspace for this. Game of Thrones, TV, people, producers, whoever you are, do better. Please do better. Find some women writers. Like, for real. Because y'all just going to write some bullshit. Yeah. And we all going to see it's bullshit. Please. And you going to think it's great, but we're going to be like, this is bullshit. So...
Find them. They're out there.
They exist. There's plenty of them on Twitter just sitting around waiting, you know, trying to get somewhere and y'all ignore them. So why don't you stop and act like this search is not hard? Because it's not. It's really not. But I look forward to the next season of Game of Thrones. Let's hope they find some women or at least some consultant writers so they won't do some stupid shit. And hopefully they will improve upon this season. So is there anything else you wanted to say as a last hurrah?
Oh, man. As Sansa, I knew it. Like, I believe in Sansa all along. Guys are jumping on the bandwagon. Okay. Now that she's cool.
I can't wait till, like, Arya finally meets up with them so we can have Jon, Sansa, and Arya together.
Oh, yeah, and I loved the part with the meat pie.
Oh, my God, the meat pie. How can we forget that? Oh, my God.
I think, right. That was a story, I think, that Caitlin told Jon, I think, before they went there.
Yes.
Or he told her, or he told, no, he told it to somebody, you know, about how they'd gone to somebody's castle and they were treated poorly or whatever, and then the cook had the dude's sons made into a pie and served it to him. So that's what Arya did.
Yes!
With Frey. I knew it was going to be a problem when he was up there by himself and there was just the serving girl. I was like,
something's going down. Someone, because I wasn't sure if someone may have paid her to kill him. And like, it didn't dawn on me that it might be Arya. Because I thought that maybe the Kingslayer or Jaime was just like, you know what, fuck this dude. And just like,
he's more right.
But honestly,
or one right. of the
or maybe one of his sons was just like, you know what, I'm sick of you kind of, you know, shitting on me one too many times. I thought maybe it would be something like that. But when I thought about it, I was like, oh my God, it's Arya. And then when she took her mask, I was like, yes! Finally, someone gets that dude because he deserved to die too. He needed to be murked.
Yes.
So badly.
Good job, Arya.
Good job, cause everybody.
So now I'm just waiting for Arya to get back to Winterfell.
Yeah, me too. So I'm just glad in this season that the two bastards who everyone hated, Frey and Ramsay, are finally dead, because it was like those dudes could not be killed for a while. We was like, can anybody kill them, please? No. Please. So, yeah.
Especially since they're not doing Lady Greystone.
So. Yeah. So. Oh, well, because Lady Greystone was Caitlin.
Oh, Stoneheart.
Yeah.
Stoneheart. Yeah.
Caitlin. Yeah, that's when she came back for revenge and she was like, I'm barking all you motherfuckers. Yeah. So.
That would have been so cool.
Huh? Yeah. But I guess they didn't have time to do that. So.
No, probably not.
But I guess that's it for me. What about you, Maria?
Is there anything you're going to be watching now that Game of Thrones is on?
I'm not sure. Okay, I'll be honest. I still haven't caught up on Netflix shows. So, like, I haven't watched House of Cards. I haven't watched Daredevil Season 2. Haven't watched Orange is New Black because I've been hearing people pissed off mid-season of it. And I'm just like, I need the will to watch these shows. Because I heard it's been some fuck shit in each one of them. So I need to prepare myself. So right now I'm just watching anime and Korean dramas. So, because that makes me feel... I mean, that makes me feel better. I just finished watching...
No, yeah, I get it. What's a good Korean drama? Because I haven't been.
The one I'm watching now is that I've been meaning to watch for a while is The Fugitive of Plan B, and that because Daniel Henney and Rain is in it, and and I'm just like, Rain like pretty much have his shirt unbuttoned or off, and every time I'm like, please let this scene go longer with his shirt unbuttoned damn near off. Please.
I had started watching one, and like the very first scene, this dude is like in his bed asleep, and somehow the covers just get pulled off of him for no reason.
Because you want to see all of that as naked as possible. Like, I don't understand. Rain is so damn fine. It's ridiculous.
and Daniel
Henry. Right, Daniel Henry is like the boyfriend of your goddamn dreams. Like, he always plays great boyfriend of your dreams that you're like, short of people trying to kill you, that you're just like, I need to be with forever. Like, he is just so adorable. It's just like, and he, oh my god.
Oh, we know how you love adorable men.
Shut up. Like, but, oh my god, he is adorable. Like, the way he smiles is just so cute. Oh my god, I can't help it.
I've been watching Clever Man.
Oh, I heard that's good.
It's really good. It's very intense, though. Like, very intense.
So, I heard that is centered around Native and Black people?
Not exactly. What it is like, we're in Australia, right? And so, we have people who, you know, are of Aboriginal descent in the show, in major roles, you know, which is great. And then there's this person who's be called a clever man, who is connected to the dreaming, which is this kind of spiritual plane. Going off what the show is saying, if I'm wrong, please tell me. Where it contains the past, present, and future. So that's one thing. And so it's these two brothers, Warren and Cohen. And Warren has been kind of like this community organizer, because there are these people called the Harrys, who are very hairy, but they also have, like, they're very strong, right? Like, stronger than most humans and more agile than most humans. And they've been segregated into these ghettos, for lack of a better word term. And so there's also, oh, the guy who plays Jorah Mormont, the one who's in love with Danny, he's in it. And he plays this, like, media mogul guy.
Oh!
Right. He's kind of playing both sides, but he's also got, like, a partnership with this private security company that's, like, patrolling the areas where the Harrys live and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically trying to perpetuate a war. Right? So that's what the security side is doing. So the security side is making some deaths look like they've been attributed to to Harry's murdering people, right? And then because he owns the media company, you know, he can drive the narrative on the particular news shows and stuff like that. And so Warren will go on a news show and, like, try to have this discussion with someone else about, you know, why they should, you know, leave the Harrys alone and let them be free and independent people. And then it'll get interrupted by, oh, there's this murder and we think a Harry did it.
Oh, wow.
Right. So there's that, which is really, really interesting, you know, just like how these two power structures interplay together to create this image that, of course, the public reacts to negatively, which is how they wanted to have it happen anyway, so that they can go over there and take control of their land and stuff and take control of them as well. So they're also, like, trying to get the genetics from the Harrys and, like, figure out how they can basically make super soldiers.
Oh.
Right?
Well, this show doesn't hit close to home for a lot of people.
Listen, there's even, I mean, like, you know, like, this little girl gets shot, and, like, there's this whole detention center where they're holding the Harrys, and then there's this whole thing with, like, one of the female Harrys who gets caught, they basically put her into sexual slavery, right? And so the dude that is trying to buy her is, like, the head of the security company that's, like, patrolling the area where she used to live. So she's, like, in his bed while he's talking to the media dude, like, oh yeah, we need to clear out these lands and everything, you know, we need to cleanse them, basically, is what he says, like, get rid of them and stuff. And then he turns to her and he's like, yeah, but we'll be living really nice. So I'm going to have this high-level condo and we're going to see a view of the city and everything, you know. You're going to love it. And she's just looking at him like, are you for real? So it's a heavy show, but it's really, really good. It comes on the Sundance Channel.
Oh, cool. All right.
And that's what I'm watching.
All right.
That sounds good. Might see if I could start it a little bit earlier than I was planning to.
But if it's heavy, I might have to put in like happy animes in between the shows.
I would suggest it. It's only 5 episodes, so you don't have to go through too
okay,
much,
cool. So I could be like one episode, then like a happy anime, and then go to the second episode, so I won't like want to go out and just be like, damn you white people, start just like throwing shit.
Right.
Okay.
So for your safety and for the public at large,
watch some happy stuff in between. All right, cool. Yes. All right, I guess that's it for this. But, all right, guess we can say bye. Bye.
Goodbye, y'all.